the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
When Americans go to the polls in November to elect a new president, the names that appear on ballots will be there as a result of presidential primaries held throughout the country. But that wasn't always the case. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Dr. George Connor is the head of the Political Science Department at Missouri State University. He said historically, candidates were selected by the political elite through caucuses.
The first convention that nominated Andrew Jackson for the Democrats, that was the delegates in what we would call the classic smoke-filled rooms, ballot after ballot after ballot. That proceeded until about 1900, you know, give or take, where the Democrats and Republicans would hold national conventions in big cities, and people would spend hours in the convention floor voting on the first ballot, second ballot, third ballot, fourth ballot, sixth ballot, 18th ballot in a given day. Those conventions where the delegates actually selected the nominees have essentially been superseded by political primaries. The conventions were seen as dominated by political leaders. The old political machine, the Pendergast machine in Kansas City, Tammany Hall in New York, Mayor Daley in Chicago, the political machines, the political elites controlled who was going to be the presidential nominee for a given party. The progressive movement saw that as wrong and set about sweeping changes, really, in American politics, changes that included recall elections, as we're seeing in Wisconsin, the initiative and referendum process that we have in Missouri, direct election of United States senators, all came out of the progressive movement. But in terms of presidential elections, the most important thing that came out of that time period was the primary election. And that gave the individual voter, the individual citizen, a chance to have a say in who their party's nominee was going to be. So rather than being controlled by the party in a convention or controlled by the party in a caucus, a state legislative caucus or a national caucus, the individual voter goes into the privacy of the voting booth, pulls the curtain, and pulls the lever for the person that they want to be the nominee.
Connor said that while the Republican and Democratic parties still have conventions, the candidates are predetermined by presidential primaries.
As we saw in the most recent presidential election, it was Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama in the thick of the fight to get the nomination through the primary system. As we see currently, Barack Obama is unopposed in the Democratic side and all of the interest in the primary elections in the Republican side. And so what we're going through is a series of caucuses and primaries. The outcome at the convention is going to be predetermined. One of the Republicans is going to have a majority of delegates prior to the convention. Just like Barack Obama had a majority of the delegates prior to the Democratic convention, John McCain had a majority of the delegates prior to the actual convention. So the delegates simply reflect the will of the primary voters. And so ultimately, the convention has become even more Democratic because it reflects the will of Republican and Democratic primary voters.
Connor said the reason the Republican primaries are being watched so closely is that eventually one candidate will win enough delegates to gain the presidential nomination.
The delegate selection process is a little different for each party, but basically what we're looking at is the number of delegates selected for the convention. Ultimately, we're looking at a delegate count. If you go to any website, you'll see how many delegates Governor Romney has, how many delegates Newt Gingrich has, and you can calculate them based on roughly, it's sort of like the Electoral College. Each state has a certain population and there are a certain percentage of delegates that go with that. But because the Republicans have a winner-take-all system, Governor Romney won New Hampshire, so he gets all the delegates from New Hampshire. Newt Gingrich won South Carolina, so he'll get all the delegates from South Carolina, opposed to the Democrats, which have a more proportional system where if you get 39% of the vote, you get 39% of the delegates. And so really what we're watching in the Republican primary system is who wins the primary gets a certain amount of delegates, and eventually we'll get to the point where one candidate is going to have enough to win a majority of the convention.
George Connor is the head of the Political Science Department at Missouri State University, and I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.